I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
To listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio, email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Sumerian@info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
How's our levels doing? Are we okay with our levels or what? Everything's all good? Right on. Hey there. This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, and this would be show number 17, and I'm back on the Dr. Pepper. I've got a Dr. Pepper in front of me right now, as a matter of fact. But that's okay. That's okay, because why am I drinking Dr. Pepper? Because tonight's topic is diet.
Diet
is what we eat, killing us. That's the whole idea here, which makes sense. You know, actually, pop is a really bad thing, but I was kind of pissed off today. Coming down here today, I had a few things I was pissed off at. Oh, I was getting
foaming in the mouth. I had to wipe his mouth.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, I show up and, you know, in the elevator and you're foaming and people, you know, they just don't listen to you in the elevator when you're screaming at them, you know?
they just go in the corner.
They just kind of get smaller and smaller and smaller, and then they spray that shit on your face and it turns green.
Makes it matter.
And you wind up wiping it off. And you look at him Brad Pitt style and go, what? You know? What? What? What the fuck did you do that for? I was just talking at you. Fucking freak. Anyway, so here we are. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 17. As I have said, free you would be to distribute this in all forms of broadcast. You are able to distribute this anywhere you want. You can hand this out. You can record it on tapes. You can send it to people who get sentenced to go to jail for really heinous amounts of times for crimes that they really shouldn't be sentenced to jail time for. But we'll get into that later. But you're free to do whatever you like with this broadcast. Now I think you can get those little sound bugs, those things I was talking about that you can...
Sound bugs?
Yeah, it's really cool. You can put them up on the wall. It turns any flat surface into a speaker.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, so you can get those now. So you can feel free to go put those on windows of, like, schools or skylights on top of the mall, and then turn on the tape, and then it'll just broadcast through the mall through the skylight, you know, and then you'd be okay. You know,
turn it into a giant listening booth.
That's right. You make your own listening booth for these assholes. Anyway, so that's how that works. You're free to do any of that kind of stuff. In the IRC tonight, we have nobody. Where the hell is everybody? I don't know what the hell's going on here.
They're getting there. They're coming.
Are they coming? They probably got... I'm sure there's people listening. They just haven't been able to make it into the IRC tonight. How do they get in the IRC sim?
Well, you go back to the other side servers.
Why are we back on the other side?
Because the other ones sucked even more.
Did they suck more?
Yeah, they did.
Are we friends with IRC now?
Yeah, we like IRC, and it's friends with us, so we're all cool with the other side again. They got their servers all in order. And
okay.
So head over there to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, as usual, or you can... Don't go through the webpage because it points you back to the old one. So I haven't changed that back over.
Why not?
I've been busy, man.
I'm busy over here.
Things to do.
Okay, the house tonight we have Smokehouse, Abba Doobie, African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Botwiler, Breaker One, Countersink, Crow T Robot, Delamorti, Digital Light, Dr. Zodiac, Enochian, God Money, Gorka, Hybrid Theory, Eating. What are you eating? Id Fungus, Kadath 2002, Crazy Fuck, Leshek, Neuralize, Profidoodle, Port Surfer, Adom, whatever the hell that means, Sarah Goblin, Sir Dork, Scoskater, Soab, Spitzkopf, Cynic, Meeting.
I'm in a meeting. Don't disturb me.
I'm in a Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Urbanite Typing, Arts Only, Fascist Wog, Gizmo, Gwyff. Quiff? Quaff?
Quiff? I don't know.
I think that's Lorena. I'm not too sure. I'm going to say it's Quiff, but I'm not too sure. I think that's either Lorena. I either think Lorena is either Quiff, or I think it might be Croce Robot might be Quiff.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then we got The Bug at the end of it all.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Once again, in your ears. And, the song off the top of the show was Suicidal Tendencies with Fascist Pig.
I want to be a fucking fascist pig. You know what? Because I am getting really sick of people complaining all the time. All the time people are complaining all the time. All the time. You know what? And I'm not even in a position where people can complain to me anymore.
You've cut yourself off.
You know, seriously, it's getting to the point now where people are coming up to me on the street who don't know that I'm on the internet, and they start complaining to me, and I start screaming at them.
Did you hear what happened in the IRC yesterday, Sean?
Seriously.
Do I know you?
Like, I opened up the door to this Jehovah's Witness. You know what they said in the IRC, Sean? What? I said I have some good news for you today. Whoa. You best not be fucking with me here. Best not be fucking with me, okay? Don't be doing that. You know, seriously. You know, birds are like, IRC. What? You know, I mean, it's just everywhere. You can't get away from this shit. It's scary.
Hearing it
scary
in
stuff.
Sleep.
Yeah, but that said, there it is, you know.
That's the way it works around here.
Yeah.
We're the fascists.
Yeah, we're the fascists. We're so fucking fascist. We're so fascist. Well, how are we so fascist? Well, we kicked Arbiters out.
Fair fascists.
Boing, boing. He's gone. Why? Because he's crazy. That's why. We don't like crazy people who don't like us.
Yeah, kicking fans off of a show during the show.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Doesn't work.
So, the drink of the night tonight is dedicated to misconduct for being chastised on the last show. This drink's for her. The drink of the night tonight is Ernest Hemingway's Death in the Afternoon. That's right, the drink is actually called Ernest Hemingway's Death in the Afternoon. And in honor of the Episode 7, SKTFM.TV, which is now out and circulating throughout the web, infecting the world.
Go get it!
Go get it! You can get it anywhere.
www.sktfm.tv.
You can get that, download it, it's free, I show you how to turn off payphones.
Woohoo!
Also, and there is a great, great piece that we recorded in Burning Man, and we were debating whether or not we were going to have it in there because it's really long, but this guy, who's amazing, does,
in all
like,
aspects.
In all aspects. Like, this guy's like seriously, this guy just landed, and he's, you know, tells you everything you ever wanted to know, and then some about absinthe. Very, very cool. If you don't think I'm cool, that's fine, but download that, and just so you have a recipe on how to make absinthe. Very, very cool.
Yes, you need DivX version 5. We've moved up in the world.
Have we moved up in the world?
Watch episode 7. It's just DIVX.com. Go get it.
Yeah. Pour into what you do is you take in a champagne flute. In that champagne flute, you put 1.5 ounces of absinthe. Now, I should note, okay, the absinthe, because I made some of this guy's absinthe.
Yeah, how did that work out?
How did it work out? Oh, it tastes like Raid, but you know, it's pretty fucking grim. It tastes like Pine Sol Raid is what it tastes
really?
Like. Yeah, it's fucking grim, but it gets you gone. Okay, and you add iced brut champagne until it clouds up at least 4 ounces. So you get 1.5 ounces of absinthe. That's a lot of absinthe, kids. And add iced brut champagne until it clouds up at least 4 ounces. Now, here's a bit of a history behind this. There's a bit near the beginning of Virgil's book, Georgics, where a peasant guy is busting sod on this old battlefield and turns up the bones of some slaughtered. Okay? Yeah. And they're huge, almost like a different species of people. That's how people feel contemplating Hemingway's original instructions for this particular potion. Okay? He claims to have kicked it up with some Brits after a spot of some nautical unpleasantness. And what he said was pour a jigger of absinthe into a champagne glass, add iced champagne until it attains proper opalescent milkiness, And then you drink 3 to 5 of these motherfuckers slowly over an afternoon.
Very slowly.
Yeah, so what a liver, Ernest Hemingway. Unfortunately, absinthe is still illegal here, but you can download episode 7 and you can learn to make it yourself. But if in Europe this summer and your better half has just left you, perhaps citing your persistent sniggering, at her or his ostentatious mastery of the local parlez-vous, you may wish to embark on a course of these. You can get real absinthe there, or you can make it here.
Yeah,
but if you're in Europe, you can't get it there. But seeing how authentic wormwood powered stuff has a tendency to, as I said, taste like fucking Raid. The champagne can only help it. Anything can only help this shit. NutraSweet would help this stuff. Okay, like this stuff is brutal. It is the worst shit. Okay, wormwood.
Haven't had a chance yet. But.
Wormwood is like the most bitter shit on the planet. Okay, it's really, really bitter.
Did you pour yours over an ice cube? Cube,
man, I would have
didn't help at all.
Oh, I would have poured it through my shit. It would have made it taste better. Just make sure you leave your documents and most of your money in a hotel safe before you commence fucking around with this stuff. Because I'm here to tell you, you are gone. Okay, this stuff trips you out now. I'd recommend probably a good selection of Texada Gold before you get into it too. Because this is
start off with other things first.
Oh
huh?
yeah. So we got some feedback this week. One from Calvelia Wog. She sent me one from Alchemine. Very cool website. Very, very cool website, which we're going to post in the RC right now. What this website is, the Alchemine Society is an international association of people working to protect the fundamental right of freedom of thought.
And you're
that's
thinking,
a good right.
Yes, I like that right.
That's a good right, too. But you got to think of, the fact there's a website dedicated to this 5 years ago. You'd be like, whatever, man. You're just trying to, you know, create George Orwell stuff. Now, it's not so scary. Now, it's something that you want to be aware of. It's a little bit freaky. We're not really too sure about what's going on there. A little bit sad. Also, from Fizzy Chicken.
That's so good.
Fizzy Chicken. We're going to post it. And this is the email I got. These people are free speech radio news and compile a daily 30-minute radio show covering current affairs that doesn't hit mainstream. So it's like a 30-minute.
That's very cool.
Yeah, they actually do a daily radio show.
Which I'm available for download.
Probably ask the right radio listeners to send some book recommendations as well. This is something that Fizzy Chicken wants, both fiction and nonfiction. You say you're deeply into books. We've recommended some Goodreads, which I picked off on. Thank you. It would only be interesting to see what other must-read books are out there on the listeners' bookshelves. I know I've read some books that make a deep impression, and I'd like to share.
Thanks
for the great show, Sean. Tell Sim he done good while you were away partying.
Aw,
Sim, you done good while I was away partying.
Wow.
That's really cool. So, but that's neat, though. And if you guys got, like, relative books that you think are really cool, don't just send me anything, but send me books that, like, helped you with shit.
That changed your life.
Like, the really good books. I don't want to just go, well, I read this one, and it was about this guy and this other guy in the heat of the night. from Doodle. Okay, Doodle was watching the Burning Man video, episode 7, while high, because she writes me a letter and says, hey, Sean, that fellow Burning Man said the FTC yellow number 5 to absinthe, said to add that. No, Doodle, they didn't say that. Don't do that. FTC yellow number 5 is like, Tanzarine, let's go down some of those seas to make it die. And it's like made of lead and arsenic and heavy metals and side effects. And you get like allergic skin rashes and runny noses, asthma, purple skin bruising. And you get systematic anaphylactic shock and your asshole puckers up. And
that's why he was warning you about it.
You tuck your dick between your legs and cluck and run around the room like you're on
that's
fire.
That's why it was banned. Why absinthe was banned, because they did use that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But I guess when you watch it, you thought he said to add that. What he was actually saying there was he had a bottle, and he was showing an example that they did add it.
Maybe I did a bad editing job or something.
Good editing job, Sim. Because we know that we love Prop Doodle. We love you, Prop Doodle. So, there it is. And this kind of comes into it, too. It's like, I didn't actually know up until a couple years ago that they actually put dye in our food.
Oh, lots of dye everywhere.
You know, and here's a website where it talks about it's safe to put dye into food.
Oh, yeah.
Tatrazine is, in fact, a dye made from coal tar.
Yummy.
And despite much media attention in recent years, as of this food item can still be found in some cakes, biscuits, soft drinks, as well as fish batter and chips. Furthermore, have you ever wondered how they managed to ensure some egg yolks are incredibly yellow?
Tetrazine terror.
Tetrazine terror.
That's great.
You know, and those are just a few some of the sites you come across on Yahoo, and you thought aspartame was dangerous. We touch on aspartame
a little bit later.
A lot. Good episode, though. Do those Telus payphones have their own phone number listed on them?
Some of them do.
Some of them do. If they do, dial 555 and last number posted on the phone.
550.
550, and then the phone number of the phone. And it's a lineman's tool to check the ringers.
Oh, okay.
Works on any payphone with a number posted in the U.S. Matter of fact, it works on every payphone I've ever seen. If it doesn't work, it'll give you a nasty ringtone until you hang up a few times. Now, Botweiler sent me this. I thought this was a gag. I had to check this. Apparently, it is not a gag unless I missed it.
I should take a look at it then.
Yeah, you might want to have a look at that. You'll think it was a gag, but it's actually coming from, the South Coast today.
Uh-huh.
And if you go to the root of that site, they talk about how there's a camp that is not allowing people to sing camp songs.
Oh, yeah, this is kind of old, actually. but
I didn't know about this shit.
It's crazy.
I mean,
It works under the same principle as restaurants not being able to sing Happy Birthday. They have to make up their own songs. You ever been to your local restaurant and they're singing this stupid song that they made up and they go, hey, and they clap? Yeah, it's because they can't sing Happy Birthday.
Okay, that's bullshit. Okay, that's just fucked up.
And it works in the same principle.
Yeah, but, like, does anybody else, am I, like, the only person?
We're the RIA police, and that's an unauthorized campfire song. We're going to have to shut you down.
Yeah, no. Like, how are you supposed to respond to that?
You just stare blankly.
Sorry, needed a killing. You know? How the hell? What the fuck? You know?
You just marvel at the stupidity.
You know, but let's
throw
Dave Smith in jail for fucking 20 months. Let's do that.
just for good measure.
Fuck, man. You know, Dave, if you hear this, I bet you're wishing right about now that you'd actually put something nasty in the Melissa virus.
Just because. Because,
I mean, shit, you're in for penny, in for pound. If you're going to do the time, you may as well at least have some fun with the fucking crime.
Take a look at the ones nowadays.
Oh, my God.
They're 100 times worse.
Cool. I'm just pissed off. So, in order to counter this pissed offness, I have a cool thing to report.
What's your report?
The never-ending flashlight. I found this on T-Mobile today. It's
a
flashlight.
Solar powered?
No, it doesn't use batteries.
Okay.
It doesn't use bulbs, but it produces light.
Fluorescence?
No, it uses LEDs with this weird thing where you shake it. There's no solar power. Yeah, and it floats and it's
hand powered.
Yeah, yeah, pump it. So everyone who listens to this show will probably be able to see
lots of power out of it.
Signal beings on Mars with this thing. Let me just
move your wrist a little and you're good to go.
Just jerk it and it's called the Sylvia Saint 9000 and
cool.
There it is. Yeah.
I love the artificial glow from the picture there that they photoshopped in afterwards.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's actually on the wrong angle if you look at it.
It's
going on the wrong angle.
Neat though. 15 to 30 seconds of shaking provides up to 5 minutes.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah, 15 to 30 seconds of shaking. So, you know.
Good present.
There you go.
Good for your
camper. What you want to do is you want to get one of those pocket pussy jobbies. Put that on the end. Watch some porn. And then you're good for like a couple of days, probably. I'm thinking.
Any emergency.
Any emergency. Quick, get the porn. For all you Ronin survivalists out there, I found a really cool link that has a do-it-yourself UPS. And it's not a pussy UPS either. This
really?
Bad boy, yeah, this guy gives you up to 10 hours or more of additional computer time.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like,
is this like hooked up to a car battery? Like,
no, it's it's all about salvaging other batteries, and it's just how to make a UPS. Yeah, it's like a full-on post-apocalyptic universal power supply. So, like, you know, the power goes out in your area because, you know, that's the first thing the cops do when they surround your house is they cut the power.
That's very, very cool.
And you want to keep broadcasting.
10 hours. Holy crap.
Yeah. That's some serious shit.
The most expensive ones, like, give you an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, those are really expensive.
Yeah. I mean, and who says you got to just use this on your computer? I mean, you use
anywhere.
Any coffee machine? If you need
it. Power's
out. You know, I got to watch my movie.
Coffee.
I got this DVD I'm watching here. You know, what else am I going to do? Power's out, man, as well. Watch some DVDs. What was I doing before the power went out? Watching DVDs. Don't mind me. I may as well surf. You know, I mean, shit, my phone's still up. Fuck all y'all. Is everybody else down too?
Invite them over.
Yeah, that's when you go to the laptop, make sure you're a wireless area network. Now, that's something else that I want to see done. What do they call that? There's a name for that. When they you take a wireless area network and you install it in your house and you just leave it open for anyone to use.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I can't remember the official name.
There's a term for that.
Like you're sharing the internet.
Somebody knows
everyone,
what that is.
Right?
What's that called?
Like distributed internet or something.
It's like...
And everyone in your neighborhood gets the internet through you, and other people in your neighborhood share their internet. And
it's like everywhere you go, because each one of those little wireless area network jobbies, I mean, they crank it up to 1,000 feet, man.
Yeah,
like if you're within 1,000 feet, so that's like a 2,000 foot diameter. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're in the city, that'll cover a lot of area.
That's like everyone on your apartment building is able to share.
Yep.
You know, if you want. Like, if you're like a hardcore game head, well, then, you know.
You're going to have your own.
Well, you can always turn it off.
Yeah. And
you
want.
You'd be like, fuck this.
Sharing right now.
I'm going to go kick some ass, you know. And that's what you got to look at, right? You know, it's, I don't know what it's called, Thankful Win or whatever. I'm just trying to know what the fuck it's called.
Nobody's helping us.
Wow, somebody found it.
Wireless Area Network.
Yeah, thanks. It's called
Wireless Gateway.
Yeah, it's called a Wireless Area Network. No.
Not quite.
No, it's something else. There's a term for it when you're... I know it's a Wireless Area Network. Who the hell would be phoning me during the show? Are you out of your fucking mind? Who's calling? Hang on. Hello. 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 Okay, whoever was phoning me didn't actually do anything. They
tried.
They tried something. That was weird because like my phone was like not doing anything. That's very, very strange.
No number, nothing.
No number that I can see. No.
Weird.
Very, very weird. Very weird. I don't know
phone
what's going
haunted.
On. Freenet. Yeah, they're calling as like an encrypted Nutella. Now they're all fucking. You guys are useless.
What's happening tonight?
You're all
on the ball.
On the ball. You're all fired. The whole lot of you. Fuck out of here. Okay. Now there is a term for it, and I read about it. You know what else is really slick, too? And
what's that?
This is something I learned about. There's a piece of anime. Everyone go get this anime.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that.
Yeah, Jinro, the wolf, I think it's called the Wolf Platoon or the Wolf Squadron. It was the one that CyberTech TMC, who just showed up. Hey, dude. He told me about this. He said, you should watch this. I'm like a retard. I didn't watch it. And then I get back up here and I check a whole bunch of magazines and all these magazines. Like, I was reading, what was it, like Digital World or some shit like that. One of these anime kind of...
What? Wolf?
Well, it's called Jinro. J-I-N. J-I-N.
Yeah.
You spell the W there.
Sorry. J-I-N. Yeah.
Master. R-O-H.
R-O-H. Here we go.
Jinro. It's very, very fucking cool.
And, there you go.
Bang,
1998.
Okay, yeah. So, and apparently this thing is, it's 98? Really? It's that old? But apparently the people were saying it's like one of the best anime films.
It's rated pretty high.
Yeah, like some guys were like really, really going off on this
gorgeous,
thing.
Wonderfully saddening and fascinating piece.
Yeah, well, you know, it's anime, right? So
yeah.
Wyland, is that what it's called?
What? No, they're not getting it.
Well, they might be. You never know. They're doing their fucking thing here. What do we got? I'm going to go to the Wyland site. Inside Wyland. No. No.
Broadband
it's a hacker term.
Yeah, these guys are... It's not a corporate product.
It's not a corporate product, guys. It's like...
You're just sharing your internet with, like, the local... Your building and stuff.
Oh, well. Never mind.
Oh, he was the character designer. The guy who produced it, the director of that thing that you're mentioning, is the character designer for Ghost in the Shell.
Ah.
Key animation supervisor, so he knows what he's doing.
Ah, so that's why Ghost in the Shell kicked so much ass.
Uh-huh.
Which, and if you didn't like Ghost in the Shell, don't even bother talking to me, because that movie fucking... somebody else who went to jail this week was the Drink or Die Pirates.
Congratulations, Drink or Die.
Yeah, he got to go to jail. Let's go to that. He's somebody else who was distributing wares. So what did he get again?
Drink or Die is very, very well known.
I figure in the software industry, he's 35.
3 years.
Yeah, he went away for 3 years for sharing information.
33 months.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, so he fucked off. And followed by 2 years of supervised release, you know, because he's hurting people.
Yeah, this was a very, very big bust.
Yeah.
70 search warrants worldwide on December 11th.
On Operation Buccaneer, I believe it was called. Operation Buccaneer.
His actions contributed to the losses ranging from 2.5 million to 5 million, it says.
2.5 to 5? And he got three, and he got that much time.
His actions.
His actions.
I'd say it's a lot higher than that. By their standards, it would be way higher.
Oh, yeah.
Guy's been around
shit.
Forever.
Well,
forever. But anyway,
I
their standards is like every person who has got a piece of pirated software.
By Drink or Die?
By Drink or Die is like, we lost $500 from every instance of Photoshop and every person's computer. Yeah, would I buy that? No.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't buy that. Because I was late to my business meeting because of the shop construction here. Yeah, I didn't get that business meeting. So that means I lost that business deal, which means that I want $10 million from the city.
Oh, yeah. It's lost revenue.
You know.
Because I'm that good, I would have got it.
I don't think that, I don't think these guys should be going to jail. Okay, because they're not a threat to society. Okay. If you want to put banning on them, just ban their internet usage. Hello. Okay, no computers for you. We have checks. These people, there's the jails. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the jails are pretty full. Okay.
Like, full of people smoking pot.
They're full of
people. It's just awful.
They're full of people smoking pot. All those, you gotta make room for them pot smokers.
They're the scourge of society.
Yeah, you gotta make more room for the drug war, you know. All them fucking terrorists smoking weed, you know.
Well,
gotta make room for them. But, I don't think.
Somebody's gotta support.
Do I think that piracy is a bad thing? Well, that's a different question. Do I think these guys should do jail time?
Is it
a crime? Yes. Are they breaking a law? Yes. Are they doing so willingly? You betcha. Okay. Do they deserve jail time for it? No. They're not hurting anyone. Well, they've hurt these companies. No. There's nobody who's gone out.
Jail is to separate people who can't live in society with the people who can. They're not going to hurt you.
No. Jail is there to protect society from dangerous offenders.
That's right.
That's the way I see jail. Okay. I don't think jail should. You should have people in jail who are like, people who speed should go to jail more readily. Like repeated speeding offenders should wind up in jail because they're actually standing a chance of killing somebody.
Yeah.
Because they speed. So you fuck up, they go to jail. A guy goes, he's drinking and driving. What's a drinking and driving conviction? What's a drinking? You lose your license?
Yeah, after a lot of
times.
Shit.
Yeah.
Speeding,
so
and
let
drinking.
Me get this straight. I'm in
while.
This multi-ton vehicle screaming down the road, okay, at high speed, hammered, out of my fucking mind. Could kill people quite easily, okay? Quite often do. And I get arrested for drunk driving, and that asshole and some guy who shares information, okay, or is fucking around one time, creates one problem, doesn't physically harm anyone, and he's doing 20 fucking months in jail.
Who do the corporations and the government fear more?
You know, do they really give a shit about you, or are they giving a shit about profits? I mean, I don't want to sit here and get all soothsayer about all this shit. Okay, is it down with you? Okay, business is business, okay? Believe you me, I'm really aware of that at this point in my life. You gotta make money, and that's okay. Making money is not a dirty thing. It's all about the ethics of how you make that fucking money, all right?
Yep.
And I just don't think that these assholes, okay, deserve... Like, did he fuck up? Yeah, okay, drink or die, you know. What were you thinking? Okay, you've been in the game for how long, you know, and...
Time to retire after a while.
It's a political statement for you. It's something you want to do, and you believe this is something you want to do. That's fine, okay. I mean, they should have showed up, seized them, said, fuck you, you're banned from computers. That's it. You don't play nice with the other kids. But the dude should not get 3 fucking years in jail. 33 months? Hello? Hello? What the fuck? That doesn't even make sense. There's no way these guys should be doing jail time when you've got people who do actual physical harm and they're on the street. Well, Sean, what should we do? I don't know exactly what the punishment should be, but it should not be hard time in a federal pen with a bunch of colon clowns playing ass romp, okay? I mean, come on. The dude's a fucking... I mean, he's doing shit with software, all right? Everyone's like, I'd like to kill Bill Gates. I don't want to kill Bill Gates. The dude makes software.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good thing in that movie Antitrust. Me and Cybertech, we went to Antitrust. He's like, yeah, fucking everyone's all hacking on Bill. Dude, he makes software. It's software. Okay, let's keep it all in perspective here. They had a GE. They're making nuke bombs and fucking chain guns, and Motorola's putting chips in landmines. But fuck, let's all rag on Microsoft. You know? Come on, man. That doesn't even make fucking sense. You know, it's all about perspective, guys. Just because you're sitting there and he made a virus. Well, good for him. Did the virus do anything? Well, it crashed my mail server because I was too lazy to update it.
I see. And so I say we shot it down. Fucking A.
Took me an hour to get rid of it.
I mean, even Judge Dredd wouldn't have handed that fucking guy 20 months in a fucking federal pen.
And he's a hard judge.
And come on, man. Give me a fucking break. Okay?
Don't in there with murderers.
Don't use the justice system to be the lackey, okay, for the corporate system to send messages saying we don't like this. Okay? If you're going to just put him up on a cross outside the hacker convention, why don't you just nail him to a cross outside the hacker convention? Oh, that's right, because we take him down. You know, I mean, that's all they're doing. They're doing the Roman thing. Let's hang a bunch of people on sticks going into the city. That way, you know, not to fuck around. You know,
don't do what he did.
It's very demoralizing. However, what they don't realize is that people are not going to stop. They're just going to get smarter and go deeper underground. You know, these are people who obviously never been to a history class in their life. Oh, I know. If we oppress them, they'll go away. I can't remember a single incident when that has happened. Ever. Okay, the fucking French surrendered in World War II, okay, and the French resistance is a model resistance group. Everyone goes, well, the French surrender all the time. Yeah? You should do some reading on the French underground and French resistance movements, because they're a pretty mighty bunch of motherfuckers, okay? I do not want to fuck with frogs, okay?
Like they could do sentencing, like, for litterers. They have to, you have to go pick up garbage,
you
okay?
You go pick and up garbage. Do community service. Work with websites. I don't know. You
know, this guy pirates.
Help secure
this
things.
This guy pirates stuff? Okay, get him installing stuff.
Get him programming. Yeah. Programming for free. Have him programming. Have him work.
For the companies that he messed up with.
Well, then we're getting close to slavery and shit. I don't know about that. But, like, I mean, come on, guys. The guy doesn't deserve 20 fucking... Like, this... The Wares dude, okay, you know, you lost computer rights. I mean, realistically speaking, what do you think would hurt these guys more? 20 months in jail or loss of the computer for the rest of their life? I think loss of the computer...
Yeah,
to be really honest with you, would do the right kind of damage, or a 10-year ban or something like that, where these guys, you know, they're not allowed to use computers for 5 years. Dude, 5 years. 5 years. Okay? There's no computer games for you.
There's a punishment.
Okay? I mean, fuck, I'd die. I can't go 6 months without my computer. Never mind fucking 5 years. 5 years? And that's your world?
A lot of these people in the IRC, it is their world.
It is their world, man. Nothing for you. I mean, you could go to a buddy's house.
Jobs.
Like, he'd be sneaking over his buddy's house to listen to Rant Radio. Like, yeah. What the hell, you know? But these guys should not be getting hard time in a federal fucking pen. It's just not on, man. Another good people, these going on, the DNA data bank in England. You remember about this? Yeah, there's Gattaca all over the place. Seven kinds of Gattaca, okay. The DNA bank in England. We're just heading to that website now. You can read along with us in her book. It's in the IRC. If you're downloading this later, you can download the IRC and get all these links.
That's right.
Ethical concerns about the DNA bank. Oh, that's a great title. No shit.
Yeah, we're not really too sure whether or not this is going to interfere with people's privacy.
You think?
Maybe.
No, duh. Really. You know, and take a look across the pond, guys. Because the Brits will try it out, and they'll get it going on, they'll get it happening, and it'll be, see, and then, you know America wants to do this. You know they do. They're probably already doing it. Okay, I just don't happen to have the data in front of me, but I'd be willing to bet.
It's a secret.
Oh, yeah, you can bet.
It's just the Brits are out in the open with it.
Yeah, you know, they got their cameras on every street corner. Of course, the nice thing is with the Brits is they got the IRA. Right, so they can do it all in the interest of national security.
Right.
See, what the United States needs is they need some more mad bombers to be running around. That way they can be passing all kinds of laws. You know, they could have jackboots and police and fucking guys in power armor and all sorts of shit. You know, arresting kids for playing Game Boys with pirated games, you know.
The plan involves collecting 500,000 blood samples from volunteers aged between 45 and 69 with some pilot studies towards the end of 2002.
Knock, knock, knock. Hi there. We're from the government. Can we have some of your blood? No. Well, actually, you're not allowed to say no. We have to take some of your blood.
No.
suck my ass?
You hold them down, boys.
Yeah, hold them down. no, motherfucker! No, come on. Okay, hello? Is anybody else? I know I've been saying for a while that, you know, the whole Blade Runner Strait's coming. But, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Here it comes.
But when it actually starts showing up, in my heart of hearts, I'm still kind of hoping I was wrong.
I'm sorry, sir. Your DNA just doesn't match with your job description. You can't have this job.
Oh, why not? They're always doing that with insurance.
Yeah.
They were doing that with insurance. Everybody
for
remember
real.
That?
For real.
For real.
For real.
Oh, well,
I couldn't believe that.
We've checked your DNA, and it seems that your family has a propensity for cancer, so we're not going to insure you for cancer. We'll have to raise your rates, because there's a lot more likelihood of you doing that, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Is that fine?
Is that okay with you? Thank you. Okay, technology's here.
Hope you live long. Bye-bye.
Hope you live long. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. That's cool unless you start blood doping and taking blood from other people and then taking insurance out on other people's blood.
Yeah.
Not that I would advocate that, because that would fetch me probably 15 fucking years in jail just for saying that. Thought police. Thought police. Now, this is cool. This is really cool. You might be wondering why I'm off about this Melissa guy. Okay, his sentencing came down. Okay, but I got this email. Very, very cool. And I'm not going to say who this is from. No names, no pack drill, except NPD. Hey, man, I catch your show a lot. I think you have some pretty damn good things to say. Well, I was wondering if you'd be interested in ranting, or at least discussing, the imprisonment of David L. Smith. Dave was sentenced for 20 months in a federal pen. In a federal pen.
Federal.
Okay, in a federal ass clown pen, okay, for authoring and releasing the Melissa virus, which, with a concurrent state term. What the fuck does Dave Smith have to do with Rant Radio, you say? Well, Dave is also the artist behind Opiate Receptor, which is in rotation on Rant Radio. Okay, so this is not some fucking thug. Okay, here's a link. We're gonna post a link so you can see a picture of this guy. Okay, he's not some kind of shrub who's you know, out there. You know, he's not like, I don't know, other shrubs like Skip Radio or anything. Okay, he's just like he's a decent guy who was fucking around. He made a bad call. Okay, we can all sit here on our little booths and say, yeah, you know, well, fuck, you know, he should have been smarter than to do it from his house. He shouldn't have uploaded it from. He's fucking around, man. He was fucking around, okay? He did not mean for this shit to go that bad. You think for a fucking half a second, if he thought it would get this hideous, he would have done that shit? Okay? Melissa was, like, the first of the big ones, I believe. Melissa,
yes,
was named after the Florida stripper. That was the first of the big scary viruses. Okay, and it's like, what, 4 years later, 3 years later?
Yeah.
And now he's getting nailed for it, and he's not only being punished for that, he's being punished to send a message for all the other virus writers. You know what I mean? And that's not cool. You don't use the courts to send a core political message, man. That's not on. You know, what the fuck's that all about?
I believe he was, like, so scared that he destroyed his computer that he made it on.
Yeah.
And they actually never recovered his computer.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no proof that he did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he confessed, eh?
Yeah, he confessed.
Which is, you know, whatever. he went with counsel on that. Dave was sentenced to 20 months in a federal pen. And this guy is an artist, okay? And the guy who I got this this email from will be collaborating him on a new domain designed to promote his music when he's released. Now, this guy's still staying into music, okay? And he doesn't, you know, the guy who wrote me the email just wanted, I'm just going over the details here to make sure I don't read the wrong thing, but he just wanted me to express my opinion on it, okay? Well, you know, David Smith, I'm going to be getting his fucking address in jail, and I'm going to be sending him some letters, and I'm going to read his fucking answers to his letters on the air, because I am pissed off with that. Did the guy fuck up? Yes. Did he do something wrong? Yes. Did he break the law? Yes. Should he be punished for it? Yes. Should he get 20 months in a federal fucking pen for it? No. Seriously, just because your kid touches the hot water on the stove, you do not hold the kid down outside and pour boiling water on his face. Okay? Punishment fitting crime much? You gotta hang on to this shit. And of course, you know, the link there is from CNN. Oh, yeah, CNN. They're owned by AOL, Time Warner, aren't they? Yes, they are. And so, of course, they're gonna be like, that fucking evil guy, you know,
he's
scary.
Horrible.
You know, scary. They could have found a scarier picture, though. The picture they got up there is like, he's like, hi there.
Funny.
Like, hi.
Hi.
I'm Joey Suzu.
Buy my car.
Buy my car. You know, and that's just not on. So, do I think David Smith, you know, fucked up? Yeah, now, it should also be said, the guy confessed, okay, his life has been shit, he's been helping them hunt other virus hunters, the guy totally turncoated, okay, and he said, yeah, okay, I dropped the ball, I'm sorry about that. So, yeah, I think, if he was some unremorseful fuck, it was just like, screw you, asshole, you know, old time, if he was like Mafia Boy, where he got released out of fucking jail and goes right back, writes another virus and starts breaking the law and they arrest his ass again, which is what Mafia Boy did. Like, how fucking dumb are you?
Okay. Pretty dumb.
That's
got away
fucking,
with it the first time.
You know, and the dude's like totally remorseful. He called it a colossal mistake. No shit, understatement of the year. Okay, in court, the dude should not have gotten 20 fucking months. Okay? I mean, come on. He wrote one virus. The dude, even by their own standards, the guy okay, who was behind Drink or Die, who's been spouting wares for how long? 5 years? 6 years? 7 years?
Long time.
A long time. 7 years of wares, you know, and you're going to tell me that that guy, and he got, what, 33 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does this not seem a little bit fucked up right now? Does that not seem just a little
bit
wrong?
People who kill people and get out in less time.
Yeah, like, hello, hello.
But it's a computer.
It's
We're
a computer.
Scared. We don't know what's happening.
That's right. You know, you're a terrorist. Technology. Terrorist. David L. Smith, terrorist. Okay, I'm sorry. Dave, you paid your price, man. I think you're getting fucked now. And I hope, hopefully, you can stay cool. Hopefully, I hope the guy's going to be okay. Because I'm here to tell you, somebody told me I was doing 20 months in a federal pen. Ask me how many roids I'd be doing.
Okay. You'd be bulking up.
I'd be fucking huge in 30 minutes or less, man. I'd hulk, okay? What does this do? Well, it'll shave 20 years off your life, but it turns into an aggression drug. I'd be doing, like, cycles of lion testosterone like it was going out of style, man.
This guy had 3 years before he got into jail. You'd be big.
I'd be fucking huge. Okay.
What are you? I'm a programmer.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, don't fuck with the programmer. You know, he'll be rooting on your ass in the Australian sense. Okay, so we're going to play some Opiate Receptor for Dave. Okay, shouts out to Dave. I don't know if he's ever going to, if he can even hear this or if somebody can get him a I don't even, is he allowed a tape player? You know, I mean.
There's some that can have computers.
You know, I hope that I hope that the guy who sent me the email is listening so that he can let me know whether or not the guy can get a tape player or whatever. Because I'd be into that. I'd be into that. You know,
I can get a list of stuff that he's allowed.
The guy's done a lot for the internet. He's authored music. He's released it. Okay, the dude's more of an artist than anything else. He wants to get involved with that. He made a bad call. And I don't think that we should be letting the core political state use our courts as a message board, okay? Don't crucify Dave, okay? He doesn't deserve 20 months. But too late now. Off he goes. So, you know, he's in a pretty dark place right now. There's not a lot we can do about it. If I find out something, I'll let you know, though. I'll tell you that right now. So we're going to play some Opiate Reactor. And then I believe it was...
Receptor.
Opiate Receptor. And I believe, who was it now? Was it Binary? Binary, who suggested to me earlier today to play some Deltron 3030, which we're going to chase Opiate Receptor with, which I think is kind of ironic in my own sick little way. So we're going to play those two, and then we'll be right back with some subject messages about what the fuck's going on with our food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Opiate Receptor, Casey, and Deltron 3030.
Hey man, what's up? You don't want to hear about it. Not really that bad.
Yeah, you can say that.
But, man, you know, she's all alone. It's not you, it's me. I'm here. Oh man, that sucks. I don't even know why I bother.
Like, it's not. whole point of the game is to minimize the pain caused by that equation.
Imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them. Crises precipitate change.
Secretly plotting your demise.
I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush the corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert to super pirates. I want to make a super virus strong enough to cause blackouts in every single metropolis. Because they don't want to unify us, so fuck it. Total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. You see, late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus I can send through a modem. Infiltration gets a station. No Microsoft or enhanced DOS will impede. Society thinks they're safe when bingo hard drive crashes from the rending. A lot of hackers tried viruses before. Vaporize the text like so much white out. I want it where file replication is a chore. Lights out, shut down entire White House. I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design. Press the nation down section by section. Even to the greatest minds, it's impossible to find. I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert it to papyrus. I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert it to papyrus.
I have already planned. The plan is programmed into every one of my 1,000 robots. We will not hesitate. We will destroy the former sapien.
I want to develop a super virus, better by far than that old Y2K. This is 3030, the time of global unification, break right through face. Terminals, burn them all, flames of silicon, corrupt politicians with leaders and their keywords. FBI and spies stealing bombs to precipitate their plans and they take to catch the fever. Everybody lose the source, get your canned goods, even space stations are having a hard time. Peacekeepers seize and take our manhood, which results in the form of global apartheid.
by. Ghetto, the trash of the gas pump exploded and burnt out just before the Great Union. The last punks walk around like mass monks, ready to manipulate the database to break through them. Human rights come in 100th place. Mass production has always been number one. New Earth has become a repugnant place, so it's time to spread the fear that's fun to some.
Have we tried to extend our glorious empire out to the stars? Only to be driven back.
Divide the virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush the corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert it to papyrus. I wanna divide the virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush the corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert it to papyrus.
For another rant, get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult leader. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Okay, everybody knows that Tim's a vegetarian, right? Everybody's well aware of the fact that Samarian is a vegetarian. Now, that's his choice. He's a vegan, okay? He doesn't eat meat, doesn't do any of that shit. But you know what? You know why he's a vegan? You ever wonder why these people are vegans? Do you know why they go that route? I'll tell you why. Because they managed to do a little bit of reasoning and found out how toxic meat has become. Notice how I said how toxic meat has become, not how toxic meat is. Didn't used to be like this, okay? You used to be able to eat a steak and you'd be fine. But now they're putting so much toxins and so much shit into food, it's fucking believable, okay? They're sitting there and they've corrupted food. What did you do to my steak? Why can't I eat a fucking steak anymore without having to ingest toxins and hormones and chemicals and growth pills and shit that you do? Why the fuck have I gotta wash my fruit before I eat it? Why is there pesticide everywhere? Why are you forcing people to become vegans? I don't wanna be a vegan. I rather like the taste of meat. But Jesus Christ, do some reading. Find out what they're putting into meat. Find out the growth hormones they're putting in. I don't know about you, but 14-year-old girls didn't look like they look like now when I was a fucking kid. I tell you that. You got kids walking around out there with tits bigger than fucking Dolly Parton, and they're 12 for fuck's sakes. How does that work? Does it have anything to do with our diet, perhaps? Does it have anything to do with the fact that they're jacking up the populace with different types of hormones and chemicals and drugs, which we are ingesting through meat? Is that possible? Look, I'm right in there with the next guy. Pass me my fucking steak and my barbecue sauce. I'm a rib fiend. But Jesus Christ, if it's a choice between having to poison my body through toxic chemicals that corporations have putting in there and not, now I'm really pissed off because I'm being forced to be a vegan because I don't want to have to eat the toxic food. Don't believe me? Think it's wrong? Investigate it yourself. Check it out. Find out what they're jacking up meat with. Find out what they're jacking up poultry with. Find out and see, like, you know, when they're processing food and stuff, why they just okay animals that are should be condemned anyway. It's not like it was when you were kids, man. It's not like it was when your parents were kids where meat was safe. Meat is no longer safe because it's shot full of fucking toxins. Find out about it. I hate being a vegan, but I guess that might be the road I might have to go. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Ready to tell it like it is. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Alrighty then. During that last little piece there, DC Zeroes in the IRC, and he put this, by the way, Microsoft has been working for years to try to create software for the Navy to manage planes on aircraft carriers, i.e. landing schedules, etc. Don't know if anything ever came of it. Their software is being used in some military operations. So, MS is just as guilty as any other company when it comes to blowing someone up. Maybe their code is stuck in your ass after a landmine goes off, but their software is at times used to organize tanks to squash your ass. Okay, well, that's stretching it. Okay, that's like saying, well, you know, I wear suits and they're made of cotton. And cotton's used to make combat. And combat's camouflage. Okay, guys, come on. Okay, they're just organizing data, okay?
as much as you'd like, Microsoft has done some stuff that a lot of people are really pissed off about, but they don't make a profit on killing people. Okay, you can slam them on a bunch of shit, but they don't actually make a profit on killing people. Okay, that's not their job. Versus the people at Motorola and General Electric who actually sit down with a whiteboard and think, now, how can we kill people
more effectively?
Okay, nobody does that shit, okay? So, like, I'm not going to slag DZ0 because he can't, like, really defend himself, right? What am I supposed to do? You know, it's just shut up and now I'm going to kick man you. No, I'm not that much of a fan. But, no, seriously, so some people, you know, and hey, DZ, he's entitled to his opinion. That's all cool. Okay, we're all able. You know, I think there's a lot of companies out there that if I was going to line up companies to get shot,
yeah,
okay, Microsoft would not even be in the top 10. Okay,
because there's a lot more evil companies out there than Microsoft.
Fuck yeah. It's just they get a lot of press because they're the ones who are pissing off the people who are on the internet and stuff like that. So
they're the ones you don't know about.
Yeah, let's just get that shit going on, okay? Like, you know, it's all cool, and I understand that DZ0, you know, these little Linux Nazi over there. And that's okay. He's got his penguin armband on, and that's fine, you know. I'm not a big, you know, because I read, you know what I read today?
What?
Oh, IBM and the Holocaust. Yeah, that's a book. I've seen No Deal just mentioned IBM and the IBM and the Holocaust, and it explains how IBM was involved with the Nazi concentration camps and shit like that. Like,
that's
pretty,
right.
Pretty sick shit.
Well, a lot of people sold stuff to the Nazis.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know who really pissed me off? Bayer. Yeah. As in Bayer Aspirin?
Yeah, I can't remember what the connection was there.
Oh, yeah, they made Cyclone B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the gas that killed all the Jews. Yeah, that was a Bayer product. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, the thing that I want to know is you can't tell me the architects and the engineers who designed the concentration camp slaughter rooms, okay, they didn't know what was going on.
Okay. Yeah, for cows.
Yeah, for cows, you know, because we always watch the cows and we have to confuse them.
We gas the cows.
We gas
and
the
then
cows.
We burn the
and
cows.
Then we burn them. Yes, very narrow, tall cow. Yeah, no. And I was a window cleaner on Sussex during the war. No, that's not cool. Okay, there's a lot of shit that like we hack on just about everything here. You know, I make fun of Nazis, make fun of dead Jews, make fun of everything.
It's all open.
And it's just a bad scene, you know. But when you're talking about some seriously holocaustic shit, and like there are companies that have done some really evil stuff. So far, okay, Microsoft has done like they got $40 billion in disposable assets, cash on hand, and any like
a
right
lot
now,
of cash.
$40 billion
they've done well for themselves.
That means they could buy 23 space shuttles. That was the spec. They could buy 23 space shuttles.
Is that what they compared it to?
I wonder if Bill knows that. He's like, fuck,
I could buy a space shuttle.
Could you imagine if Bill has a coronary, all this shit, Linux, nightmares, and they want to split up my company, and one day it's all just on.
I got to get off the earth.
And he's like, he just goes, bing, bing, bing. And just, you know, he comes in and he's like, dude, I got $40 billion. You know, when he's down in his R&D department and he's walking around with no security, eh? I want to talk to R&D, you know? And yes, Mr. Gates, how can I help you? I've been thinking, you know? I watched this show, you know, and it was this cartoon, and it had this giant transformable jet. It's called a Veritech. I want one. Well, sir, the Veritech's worked on protoculture. Well, let's develop that. That's based on alien technology. Well, steal some of that. I wonder if you threw $40 billion at a mech if you could make one. I bet you could.
Oh, yeah.
$40
billion? Oh, yeah.
You'd have me some. Like, seriously.
That's probably quite feasible at
$40
billion.
What a thing to do. Like, Bill, if you're listening, because I know he does. I know he tunes into Rant Radio. You know, he's just that kind of a guy.
He'd be elevated to God status of all geeks.
Bill, all the, like, Slashdot would run a 23-story straight saying, we're sorry, Bill. Bill, we're sorry.
I apologize.
We're sorry. You know, we treated you unfairly. You know, it just be...
We've switched servers now to Microsoft IIS.
Yeah, we're all IIS over here. You know what? We're all getting along because Bill made Mecca. Mecca for the masses. Love Bill. You know, and he can do it.
They can only get more affordable from here.
And they can only get more affordable. Over here. They shut down every 15 to 20 minutes, but no, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, you know, like it'd be, that'd just be killer. You know, to, like, $40 billion. Wow.
Cybertech is pricing it at $150 million right now.
Yeah, he's, this
I
is like
a whole fleet of them.
Yeah, you can have squadrons of them. Yeah, fuck it.
No, Bill takes over Seattle. Again.
A little bit more, like, and of course his response to that would be, why? I could just buy anything I want to take by force.
Inject those into the military, see what the other countries say.
Whoa.
Veritech fighters, eh?
We give up. Japan goes, we join now.
It's pretty funny. But let's get back on target here. Where were we? We're talking about relative news.
Our diet is a huge part of us. Yet most of us pay no attention to this because we are a convenience culture. We try to live on mac cheese and ramen, okay?
Ramen noodles.
Now, like an idiot, I didn't include a link that I was going to include there.
So, I read that today,
and
too,
you're
that
like,
one.
You're
I
like,
read it.
Yeah, you did. It's on corrosion.
Yeah, corrosion.
Go to corrosion, we'll find it.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun,
it's
dun,
it's
dun,
the internet
dun, dun, dun,
versus Sim. Go. It's go to corrosion. We're looking for, and we got a bit of a lead, too. It's corrosion. We're looking for the link that shows how to live on $20 a week. It's a five in there, I think. So who's going to get it in? Sim versus the internet. So far, I don't think they've heard it. We're almost there. You're fucking it up. Sim doesn't know what the link is. It's now coming on. I don't think it's reached people out there yet. Oh, there's a big pause. They're probably looking. Vampire This Morning is back.
I'm almost there.
He's almost there?
I'm almost there.
He's almost there. Who's going to beat him? I want to know who's going to beat him. Can't cut and paste. Can't cut and paste.
Oh,
I'll live on $20 a week.
There we go.
Is it in?
It's not in the IRC yet, but see if I can beat
him. Well, if you can beat him on the IRC, it doesn't mean shit. I mean, these people, if they beat you, you suck so bad. Because
I doubt they would, because I read it.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay, we got it up there. Now watch everybody else go, bang, 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 and it just gets on there.
This actually inspired me. My dinner tonight, reading this story. I made broccoli and cooked it in butter and all that. And
whoa,
and
slow
oven,
down, really?
In the oven. In the oven.
You got
yeah.
the broccoli in the oven?
Whoa.
You're a fucking man.
Crazy.
You're a
I did
psycho
exactly,
fuck.
But I did exactly what they said.
Yeah. That's great, Sim.
Shut up.
I don't know. I'm just not into broiling broccoli. I'm sorry, you know? My whole point here is that people, you know, it's getting to the point where people, we're a convenience culture. We go out, like tonight, I'm guilty, coming down here, I'm like,
Sean hands me a Dr. Pepper.
Walked in here with a Dr. Pepper. This is the first time I've done that in a while, though.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done that in a long time. But, I mean, I just wanted something to drink, because I've been thinking the show was a little slow lately. So I got to kick it up a bit, you know, got to kick it up a bit. What the hell?
Thank you very much, African Love Turtle, for posting your personal computer statistics in the IRC. We all like
do
it.
That again. Okay, so what were we talking about? Fucking convenience culture.
Rolling broccoli.
Yeah, we're talking about how I can't pay attention to anything more than 4 seconds at a time because I have the attention span of a fucking goldfish. But seriously, we are a convenience culture. Everything we just do it because it's convenient. We don't even pack lunches anymore. Why? Because I can just go to McDonald's.
Whatever's easiest. The path of least resistance.
Whatever.
The McDonald's lineup is the path of least resistance.
You know, I may as well go along these slaughterhouse chutes because, you know, it's just too much effort to climb over this wall.
It's a nice moving walkway for me.
Yeah, it's...
And I mean, the guy who's behind me is pushing me with his nose, and it's cold, and
so it's a little bit weird, you know. And I'm just as guilty.
But it's a kosher slaughterhouse, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's kosher. You know, they bleed them for 15 days or some shit before they kill them. Now, when you start to become aware of your diet, when you start to become aware, because let's be real, okay, your cells replicate. So the food you eat, I'm sorry, the food you eat has a bearing on how you feel and what you do.
It makes you.
That is what you are. I mean,
those
cells have to rush produce. So if you're, you know, taking in, like, fucking toxins and shit, like, I'm here to tell you, that fast I went on was one of the greatest things I ever did.
Showed you what you're made of, huh?
Well, like, it cleaned up my system pretty good, I'll tell you. And, you know, I'm like drinking seawater every fucking day.
Yum.
You know, rocket-assisted Hershey squirts on the go.
You really got to plan your day when you drink that stuff.
Oh, baby,
don't you?
Yeah. You know, what are you doing for the next hour? I'm going to sit down and toilet. I'll be doing some serious reading. Study my books. Because, you know, I can't move. Because I could take a shit at any given moment.
Lighten some incense.
Well, it doesn't smell.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, because you just got water going through it.
Seawater.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, smell the ocean.
Yeah. Salt contact, right? Ugh. I mean, my wife was sitting there looking at me with this horrible grimace on her face. She's supposed to drink 4 cups of this shit, right? And so I've got this huge glass bowl, you know, those the mom ones that have, like, all the measuring cups on the side. And yep. I'm, like, sucking this stuff down. We should film it. Next time I do it, we should film
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wanted to do that last time, actually.
We should, like, put the camera on me day one, day two, and we'll, like, morph it so you can see all the flesh shrinking in my face and stuff and how it affects it. And me drinking this
shit.
We'll
avoid the bathroom scenes. We'll edit that out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not really, we're not
into that kind of stuff. No, Jackass.
We're not Jackass, but, yeah, it's pretty brutal. Now, one of the big things that I was always against was the whole, you know, aspartame thing.
Oh, yeah.
Aspartame. Bad. Bad aspartame. Okay. So let's look at aspartame. Aspartame, for everyone who's not paying attention, is NutraSweet. Okay, and it's in diet colas and shit like that. So
a
we're gonna
lot
do
of stuff.
We're gonna yeah, it's in yogurt, anything that says fat free, chances are you try to find gum.
Sugar free, low sugar.
Tic Tacs do not have aspartame.
Right.
They're about
try
three.
Okay, do this as an experiment. Go to your local store and try find a gum without aspartame.
Yeah, try to find one. That good luck.
Tough.
Tic Tacs.
And I think Juicy Fruit.
No, they have aspartame, pretty sure.
Okay. It's tough.
It's fucking brutal, you know, and especially if you want to have, like, a breath mint because you're meeting people and shit, you know. And I don't think those other ones, those little Altoids, I don't think they have aspartame.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah, people have offered to me, and I look at them and go, sorry, I can't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when I was down in Texas, I was talking with CyberTech and Epona. And I was ragging on Epona because Epona was drinking aspartame. I'm like, your brain's going to turn into a sponge. You're going to die.
Okay. And
what's worse, sugar or death? Sugar or death. But, I mean, you know, you got to check some, right? You got to check some. So here's a link that talks about deadly diets, the danger of dangers of NutraSweet.
All right. Deadly diets.
Deadly diets. You know, according to national research, if you go to the numerous complaints have been steadily streaming to the FDA, many accounts of people suffer from headaches, yeah. Seizures, they explode.
This is the one with the monkeys. They took 7 newborn monkeys and fed them with aspartame in their milk. And one of the monkeys died, and the other five of the other ones developed seizures. One of them was okay. There's your chances.
Well, now, hang on, because that's
one
just...
1 in 7, that's pretty good.
No way now, that's according to this report.
Yes, true.
Okay, now, there's other reports. Okay, you got to have a counterpoint here.
That was in 1969.
When?
That study.
That study was done in 69?
1969.
Well, okay, MIT.
Yeah.
You've heard of MIT. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty well known.
Yeah, MIT, I'd say that they probably fall into the I know my shit bracket. Okay.
Yeah.
MIT posted this link. Study reaffirms the safety of aspartame in 1998. Okay. So it makes you wonder a little bit about whether or not aspartame is sweet. Now, you're going to find people on both sides of the fence, right? During
always.
A four-month period, subjects received either aspartame, sugar, or placebo, and underwent psychological testings. A four-month period.
4 months?
Well, that's okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look like that long of a test. But, I mean, you know, now this also said, as I should say, that the opponent knows a shit of a lot about genetics and medical stuff. Okay, far more than I do. Okay, and she sent me actually a huge thingy that was all, like, basis on it, and I don't want to read the whole thing on the air right now.
Okay.
Because it would just take too much time. But here's another website, which is Medline. And if you search Medline for stuff on, we're going to post it right there. Do you got that?
Yep.
And look for information on NutraSweet. Okay. So what you got to do is you got to look at length of study. You got to look at who's doing the study. Because there was one chick, when I did a show a while back, there was one chick, you know, who talked about aspartame. It wasn't even a real name. Okay, and she's been decried, like, several times. Like, there's a lot of these people who just freak out, and they're so convinced that it's bad. They're so convinced that aspartame is bad that they want to make sure that you won't use it, so they lie. And they don't back it up with science. They'll say anything to make sure that you don't drink the aspartame. Now,
always get the facts.
So let's say, okay, right now, well, some people out there, I mean, they've already made up their minds. Okay, so let's assume for a second that we don't know. Oh, shit. Okay, well, you know, I'm listening to Sean for the first time. There's this one website here that says aspartame's bad. And then there's MIT, arguably one of the forefront fucking institutions in the world, saying aspartame's okay. you know? And MIG, you know, they got nothing to prove, you know? So,
the study was conducted at MIT, blah, blah, blah. The work was supported by a grant from the NutraSweet company. That's wonderful.
Okay, well, yeah, but it's still done by MIT. Give me a break here, all right? I don't agree with
still there, paid off.
I'm trying to do counterpoint, asshole.
We're trying to find some counterpoint to the NutraSweet.
Kavalea, I know, okay? I'm trying to do counterpoint here. So hear me out, all right? Now, there's a lot of stuff. There's point and counterpoint out there. My point is this, okay? You have sugar, which is natural, and you have NutraSweet, which is a chemical. Anyway, you cut that, NutraSweet is a chemical.
Yeah.
I will choose a natural thing over a chemical thing
any day
when it comes to my diet. Okay? If there's even a question, okay? If there's a question, okay? I want to make sure that, you know, oh, hey, you know what, Sam? I read that using these microphones causes your lips to fall off. They say it's not true, but. You know,
Those natural microphones?
Where's
that
those natural microphones? You know, where's those organic, you know, microphones? So, like, there's something to be said about that, okay? Like, personally, on a personal guideline, that's just me now. It's just me. You guys got to get CyberTech. Real scientists don't get bought, or at least they don't stay bought. Or they don't stay employed, one of the two.
Yeah.
This is great. This is the only way I can actually argue with CyberTech and not have him like, kick my ass around the room because I can just see him right now. He's yelling at the monitor. CyberTech is brilliant. The fucking guy's really, like, he's one of these kind of guys. Yeah, he's one of these kind of guys that you talk to him for like 20 minutes and he just keeps like going and going and going and going and going. And then eventually, like, your brain starts to hurt. You get a nosebleed. It's like that scene from Scanners. Yeah, he's like that. He's a good guy, though.
Does a lot of research.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he doesn't know everything, but the shit he knows well.
Yeah.
So, you know, and there's something to be said for that.
That's right.
You know? And, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that's out there. I mean, he's just saying here that they use arsenic to process white sugar. There's a lot of people who don't agree with sugar and bleach, right? And they're like, you know, and it says, well, they put sugar in it. Okay, I don't agree with drinking pop, okay? I just had a Dr. Pepper, okay? I would like to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
But just because there's, you know, some of the stuff that's natural's got bad stuff in it, I wouldn't really want to go into the NutraSweet thing. Personally, I would not advise people drinking NutraSweet, okay, because it scares me. Just, all right?
It's why
just,
not avoid it if you can?
I would avoid it myself. Personally speaking, I would avoid it myself. Now, I'm not going to be as Nazi about it. Actually, I probably will be, you know, because I used to get people's cars. They'd offer me gum. I'd look at their gum. The gum had NutraSweet in it. I'd throw their gum out the window and yell at them.
I remember that. You that know? Was funny.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? That's my gum. I'll buy more gum. That's stuff that doesn't
better gum.
Turns your brain into sponge, you know. And there have been some shit that's come in. Now, it comes to the point where people say, well, you can't justify that. You know what? You don't have to actually justify it to everybody. You just got to justify it to yourself. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, there's the other side of that. I don't drink diet soda because it tastes like ass.
Yeah,
which is true. Diet soda tastes like shit.
Awful.
Oh, it's so bad.
Chalk?
You know.
Tasty.
He's going off about my meat fest when I was down there. Yeah, I was a meat slut while I was down there. You know, but...
He took a vacation.
You know, it's okay. You know, the trick is...
Yeah,
is
you have pop once in a while,
you
right?
Can't, well, you can't go and you can't, you know, put yourself into this Gandhi position. And then you fail once because that's, you know, that's another big part of our culture. You slip once.
And it's over.
Oh, well, look at you. You suck. You know, yeah. I thought you were going to be a vegan, Sam. What's with the steak there? Yeah, it's the only steak I've had. Whoa, look at that. Oh, look at you. You suck. No, okay. Guys, it's kind of like you have to take it bit by bit. If you're trying to do anything, there's no one who's going to love to call you down more than people around you. Okay, if you want to try
to fail,
because people love to see you fail.
What was that movie in? I think it was Spider-Man, where they said they
don't. No, I haven't seen Spider-Man, so shut your mouth. But people love to see you fail. All right,
people out there will get it.
It bugs me because you know, you sit there and you try to make a difference, try to do good things, and people don't like it because it reveals the truth about themselves to themselves.
Yeah, they want to see you come back down to their level.
Yeah, that's right. If you're fat and all your friends are fat, and you say, I'm going to lose weight, and you go run around the
block. They're like, you'll never lose weight.
And you run around the block and you're a fat ass and you look like shit. You know those fat people see running and they look bad and they're all bagging and shit. You know that? But the fact of the matter is you're making the effort, and that's what it's about. It's about the effort slowly going through. It is arguable whether or not being a vegan is healthy. Okay, there's pros and cons, okay? But trying to be a vegan and failing is healthy. Everybody has said that. That's accepted. So if it's actually healthier, some people would agree that it is healthier to try to be a vegan and fuck it up than it is to be a hardcore vegan, okay? You know, and there's all sorts of pros and cons and all the rest of it, but getting back on diet here, okay? So we're just talking about, NutraSweet is a really, really good one, and people, they go off about it, what the hell, yada, 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 yada. I am suffering from that meat fest I went on when I was down in Houston.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I was. For about a week afterwards, I was really sluggish.
Yeah.
My bowels were not moving correctly. I was just in a bad...
Sean, what have you done to us?
Yeah, I was in bad shape. I was in really bad shape, actually, after that, which was not smart. But, you just kind of go and...
Everything in moderation.
yeah, it was... There's some good joints.
But you were handed the silver platter, and it said unlimited on it.
I mean, that was stress leave, so what the hell. But, one of the greatest ways to know whether or not you're going to go back on something is, you stay off something, and you go back on it. And if you don't want to do it anymore, then you stop altogether, and there's no temptation because you don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's something to be said for that. And, of course, there's the diet industry, which is in the United States right now, which is some sick-ass shit, okay? There's speed. It's legalized speed, okay? They're like, fuck, dude. Like, there's so much shit going on. And,
What was it? I think it was, was it spent on diet stuff? I think it was $100 billion in the U.S. spent on diet.
People, and this is all media fed as well. That ties in. Oh, isn't that funny how all this gets back to, the television?
It's the root of all evil, really.
It really fucking is, and it really sucks because I was a big fan of TV. And my mom was all like, television's evil, it's bad.
It raised me. It was my third parent.
It's more than the third parent. It's the only parent.
Yeah.
And a child watched 15,000 murders before he's 18, he's 15 or some shit. What's that stat?
That's about right.
And you wonder why we've got a Jason generation, And it's just fucked up, But trying to get back on the food here. trying to stay focused on that fucked up section of our reality. All right, the food, It's messed up. So let's keep going on the whole food thing. What else we got here? We got Astrodam Commerce. Jesus Christ, this monitor is so fucking fuzzy.
Well, what is this? Click X on that. You're using up half your screen for Flipboard crap. There you go.
All right, here we go.
You want to buy me a new monitor?
Why'd you buy yourself your own goddamn monitor? You gonna post this or what?
Yeah.
Okay, body mass index web calculator from the CDC with guide.
So everyone post their body mass index.
Yeah, so you can get your body mass index on there. Now, the Center for Disease Control, that's the CDC. Okay, so you can get that whole thing. Let's do me.
Okay, how tall are you?
Calculator. I'm 6'2".
Okay.
And I weigh 250 pounds. All right. And I'm 32.149 what, fat?
Hey, that's your body mass index. And if you click on the left-hand side, you can get some ratings there.
Okay, does that mean I'm horribly obese?
Well, let's remember it, 32. And this is for BMI for adults.
I'm obese.
You're just in the bracket of obese. They don't have one for morbidly obese, but I'm sure you don't find that.
That's fucking bullshit, because I look at myself in the mirror and I don't think of myself as being obese. You wouldn't say, describe Sean. Oh, he's obese.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you would not say that.
I would say you're in the overweight.
Yeah, oh yeah. Bracket. I definitely where
but
you.
But not obese.
I don't think I
know some people who are in the obese
I know
bracket.
Some, those fat walk around your leg kind of obese motherfuckers.
Sean doesn't walk around his leg.
Come on.
I would say that's the guide for putting you in the obese
Jesus
category.
Christ,
and you have to walk around your leg.
Can you wear cords? No, you're obese. Okay.
You'll light your legs on fire.
Yeah, this
bip, 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 bip.
Okay,
oh, my God.
What about you? Okay, what do you weigh?
Okay, let's reduce. Take 2 inches life. Off me.
Okay. And what do you weigh, Sim?
150.
You weigh 150.
Maybe 155.
Okay, you weigh less than 150.
Last
year,
oh,
thing. Yeah. You are a string bean. When was the last time you weighed yourself?
No, that's what I put on the personal ads, anyway.
When was the last time you weighed yourself, liar?
Years ago.
Well, where's your scales?
I don't have one.
Oh, well, isn't that handy? They're too scary. You're a buck 55.
They don't even move.
You're a buck 55.
No.
You are a buck. You're a buck 40. Put it in buck 40.
Oh, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
You're a buck 40 if you're a pound. Fuck.
Okay, it didn't change it much. 19.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be in the underweight. That's what you're pushing
for. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not even paying attention to this shit. What is it?
I didn't make it anyway.
Oh, 18.5 is underweight.
I'm in the okay.
Wait a second.
I'm in the okay bracket.
There's underweight and overweight. Where's the normal weight?
Oh, more than 18. Between 18.5 and 25. So I'm not underweight. I thought I would be. When I did this, I thought I would be underweight.
Well,
I wasn't.
I've been running. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm going running now. Done it for like 4 days in a row.
That's good.
That's hard.
You're not doing it really tough on your knees, are you?
Well,
Pound.
I'm fat, man. Look at me. I'm obese. I can't run that much.
You're fucking obese.
I am that horribly fat bastard running around looking like shit.
The CDC says you're obese.
The CDC. Fuck you, CDC.
I want
to go see this doctor. He was telling me, like, I went in there, well, what is your exercise program? Well, I'm a computer guy. I don't really have one. And oh. Well, you're obese. He tells me this shit. Dr. Ng was his name. Fucking guy. And he goes and he shows me, and he's not exactly a spring chicken either. He's easily fatter than I am. Here you are on the chart. There is normal weight, and here you are, way down here in the huge fat bastard category. Yes,
get off my table.
Get off the table. It's all weighted for your class. You must get off the table because if it's too heavy, get the fuck off. You know, I'm just like, God damn it. You know, come on, man.
SOAB, 41. Okay, I'm going to kill myself. Whoa.
So I'm here at 41.93. Dude. I think he wins. Did he win?
I think he won.
Actually, whoa. I'm pretty sure TK might get
he's
in there with him.
TK's a big boy.
He's so big that you don't
it
call
TK. It could be massive. It doesn't take into account muscle.
Yeah, it doesn't take into account muscle. I could be what the fuck? I'm 250. So if I'm 250 and 6'2",
you're fat.
Like, I'm sorry. People who look at me do not think of me as fat. I'm a pretty broad-shouldered guy, okay?
Yep.
I wear a 48 long in the chest, all right? For, like, my shirts and shit.
I guess this is a guy for non-bodybuilding people.
Yeah, I know. Yep. But what the fuck, man? Like, I'm sorry. That's just messed up.
41 for Templar Knight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
a big boy.
Future note, don't fuck with Soab or Templar Knight.
No.
Don't fuck with the 40s. That's just how that works.
40 above category.
All right, well, rather than getting all dietary about this shit, let's just keep going here before I get depressed. A list of GMO foods that are unlabeled. Now, this is genetically modified. Now, I don't know if I'm against the genetically modified. I'm against aspartame. I don't give a fuck what anyone says, okay? Because the way I see it, from what I understand, that's it. And, oh, that's something else, by the way, too.
What?
Me and CyberTech have this all the time, where I will have an opinion, and he will try to change that opinion. Or he will have an opinion, and I will try to change that opinion. And we try to get this going on. And it gets really heated, and it's really, really nasty, you know?
I wouldn't dare try and change your opinion. You'd kill me.
No. I don't get violent. I'm not violent. No, he's trying to do it with data, right? And it's just one of those kind of things where, when it comes right down to it, there's two kinds of people who make decisions. Okay, well, that's wrong. There's two methods of making decisions.
Quit pigeonholing people.
No, there's two methods of making decisions.
Yeah.
There's purely factually based.
Yeah.
Okay, which is your engineer crowd. Yeah. They look at the hard data only, and then they move forward from there. Okay, there's that crowd. And then you have the female crowd, which works purely on emotion or intuition.
Yes.
Okay. I try to get as much facts as I can, but when it comes right down to the crunch, I go with guts.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always, always, always. And when I'm backed into a corner, and people go, well, here's all the data, you still don't want to take New Street. Nope, I won't. Why not? Because I don't want to. You know,
there's no good
reason.
Well,
there's no good reason. Well, fuck you. I don't care. Yeah. And anyone who would fight this hard to get me to take something, fuck off. You know, I just I just don't trust certain things, you know, and maybe I'm paranoid. Maybe I'm just, oh, Sean, you crazy guy. You know, there's a lot of shit like that. Maybe that's the case.
Sometimes siding on the area of paranoid is a little bit good.
You know,
sometimes.
It's not really paranoid if everyone, you know, when did Noah start building the ark? After, before it started to rain. You know what I'm saying? So,
just in case. Otherwise, he's got a good boat after that. Anyway.
You know, God told me to build this giant boat. Okay, you're crazy, Sean. You know, I mean, that's just how it is, you know. But what's with the genetically modified foods? What's this all about?
They're growing these foods and changing the genes inside them so they grow faster, they grow bigger, they're resistant to bugs, blah, blah, blah. They're superfood.
Okay, well, I don't really
and
see
they've been
right?
around for 5 years and or 10 years and we don't know the long-term effects of them. And they're everywhere and they don't label them. You have no clue whether you're eating them or not.
Well, I guess we're back to bugs. That's it. I'm going out in the garden. I'm digging up worms.
Yep.
Provided my soil isn't toxic.
And this is a list of things they could be in.
They could be.
They
they're
could
everywhere.
Be. You don't know if they're in there because they're not labeled. Nobody knows.
Well, actually, you can get shit if you buy...
I tried to find a webpage that listed exact things that do have...
I believe you did.
I couldn't find
it. Why don't you just buy organic? Seriously, if you buy organic...
They're twice the price.
That's right. They're twice the
that's
price.
That's why. Yeah.
And unless you buy organic,
you don't
it.
Know.
Yeah. I mean...
Or grow them yourself. And even then, do you know that those seeds aren't GMO?
No, they can't be. Buy organic. The actual organic standards board is brutal.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. They're vegan Nazis. Okay, it's the vegan mafia who run that thing, and they're like guys like you turned up a notch. Like, they're just fucking, they're right out there. So, yeah. And, you know, and it's funny. You go through a supermarket lineup with a bunch of organic food sometime.
Yeah.
Everyone looks at you.
Like, what is
you don't trust society. They don't like those people. They don't like organically grown people, you know. They just don't dig that shit, you know, because you get thinner. You know, you get freckles. You wear patchouli. You know, it's scary.
You're off.
They're scary with that shit. Let's go into the poll results of genetically modified food. Let's talk about that.
Is it probably skewed?
They're probably... Oh, you think? No. We're portraying a biased opinion here on Rant Radio.
Because they seem
ever.
A, they
not
seemed
us.
A bit extreme.
What's that?
They seemed a bit extreme.
Yeah. These people had genetically modified food. Notice how they've exploded. These people had organic food. Notice how they can fly.
98% of Americans said foods created through genetic engineering process should have special labels on them. I would probably agree with that. Why would people say, no, they shouldn't have labels on them?
Yeah,
I don't want to know.
I'd like a leading questionnaire, please. Could I have a leading questionnaire, please?
Yeah.
All right. There's some other stats here.
That one's pretty close. 75% of Americans say it is important to them to know whether a food product contains genetically modified... Oh, they're all exactly the same, just from different sources. Okay. Maybe it is okay to quote all this. Because they're from USA Today, a Harris Poll, ABC News...
so
MSNBC.
It's all essentially saying that people want to know if food is labeled.
And they're all in the high numbers.
Well, no shit.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want to know? But they don't do it.
But they won't do it for the same reason that they throw an
because
assholes.
Because people won't buy it if they see it.
That's right.
If you see two products and one's been messed with,
yeah,
one's what are you going to buy?
One's got a large biohazard label on it saying, fucking, this will
yellow
kill
circle.
We don't know if this will kill you. Could be toxic.
Be our guinea pig, please.
Yeah, please guinea pig this. You know what's really sick is that's a whole industry in itself. There are people so desperate for fucking cash that they will go and allow themselves to be medically experimented on so that they can get food.
Yes. Or anything. Yeah.
You know,
they get injected with stuff. They sign the form. And,
you know, and they sign themselves
up. Give it to me, doc.
There's this shit on the radio. If you have genital herpes and you're between the ages of 19 and 25, you can come down and you can take part in this treatment research. I'm like, first of all,
I got herpes anyway. What
first
the
of all,
fuck?
If I've got genital herpes, I sure as fuck am not telling anybody about it. Other than my partner. Okay, second of all, I sure as fuck am not going to show up and get my ass experimented on by, you know, Dr. Gonzo and his magic fucking syringe, okay? This is not on. You know, what are you thinking?
You could lose all your hair.
You
give it to me, Doc.
You could lose all your hair. There might be some anal seepage. You know? What?
A little bit of monsterism.
Get the fuck out of here, you know? I tell you. Like, that's what I do now. Like, is I'm trying to slowly, you know, get you got to get it on track. You can't just fuck up and throw your hands in the air and scream disgust and walk away.
Because that's what's going to happen if you go hardcore
you
right
go,
away.
I listened to Sean and Tim. I decided to be all uber vegan.
You're gonna fall off in about a week.
Fall on your face. Hey, trust me on this one.
I went slowly.
You have to. It's all about substitution. Okay.
Yep.
For myself, like, I'm a big fan of the fruit salad thing. Fruit salad rocks all.
It was great. Sean made it the other night. Wow.
Yeah. I'm an amazing fruit salad guy. The secret to good fruit salad, guys, cut it into small pieces. Not micro pieces, not like the size of rice or anything. Okay, but like little tiny chunks. You always see that store-bought fruit salad? It's like shit the size of like... Each piece of the fruit should be about no bigger,
yeah,
except for the muslim, about the size of a sugar cube.
Because the stuff in the store, you eat it one piece at a time. You don't get anything out of it.
Yeah, you don't get anything out of that.
Sean's was a magical mouthful.
Yeah, it was.
Every time you dug your fork in.
That's right. You can order Sean K. Fruit Salad. You're at seansafruit.com.
Right.
But, no, seriously, it's there's something to be said for that. Now... If people want to know the hard data, okay, never mind the 4-month research, never mind anything else,
Okay, now this is some very slick shit. Diet is important, guys. I don't give a fuck, you know, if you're not into the aspartame or not. Okay, I'm not into jacking my body with chemicals, so that's all fine. And people who want to try to question me on that, fuck off, okay? I don't have time for it. Just fuck off. All right? Because in all seriousness, guys...
Veggie burgers do not suck. Shut up.
Okay? In all seriousness, we all know that the food is bad for us. We all know. Okay? It's just like the smokers. We all know smoking is bad for us. It's just we can't stop because we're addicted to it. Okay, let's be real. Let's just be honest. You don't have to be honest in the IRC. You don't have to be honest with me. That's fine.
How many times do you go by McDonald's and go, I feel like
I
McDonald's
still
burger.
Walk by McDonald's and go, fuck. You know, I want a burger, you know, and we are addicted
still
to it.
Still smells good to me.
Yeah.
Even though I know it's burgers. And
yeah, it's bad. So, and you get these studies, okay, and the longer the study is, the more accurate I would say the study is. The longer the study, and provided it's done by reputable people, it comes down to time. Now, here's an interesting thing. They're the longest lived people in the world. Like, I'm talking a generally recognized populous people. Now, there's people who say that people in Tibet and the mountains of China and India and all this kind of shit, they live for like 150, 250 years. There's people who claim to have lived that length of time.
Yeah.
They can't justify it. They can't really have hard data on it, nothing like that. But there's those kind of claims, okay? Next to those people, the longest lived people in the world are the people from Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
The Okinawan people are the longest lived people in the world. And they have, and the way they determine this is they have more centurions, GPA. Like, they have more people living over 100 than any other culture.
Yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with the populace. Oh, of course they got more centurions. There's hundreds of millions of people living there. No. It's not like that. Okay. So what they did is these guys went and they did a 25-year study. A 25-year study.
That's long.
Okay, that's a fucking long study, guys. 25 years, okay, on that. And they talked about the diet of these people, okay? My buddy Hammer, okay, who's the guy who was on What the Hell, whatever. A lot of people don't know this, but Hammer is the man because Hammer follows along with a lot of holistic medicine, a lot of naturopathic stuff. Some of that shit is a little weird, a little flaky, okay? But when it comes to your diet... Something to be said about this, okay? Now, the Okinawa, this Okinawa, all this research, hard research with actual data to back it up. You can go check it all out, okay? Okay, it was all put together in a book called The Okinawa Program, and that's my recommended media tonight, okay? ISBN number for this book is 0-609-80750-1. Again, 0-609-807-50-1-501. Okay.
It's in the IRC.
Okay. It's in the IRC, too, if you don't get it. If not, just do a search for the Okinawa Program. Okay, it's the title of the book. It's a big, thick-ass book. I own the book. Okay, this isn't one of those ones where I saw it. I was like, yeah, this looks good. No, I own this book. Okay?
Read the synopsis in the back.
I've read the whole thing covered. It's a big fucking book. There's a lot of data there. But this thing, not only does it take you for your reasoning, it gives you all your data, it gives you a transfer over dietary plan, and you know what? It's cheap. Guys, it's cheap. Okay, I spent $20 on fruit on the Sunday. I've got breakfast for the week. Okay, easily. Okay, my problem right now, my major addiction right now, Smokies. I'm addicted to Smokies. Smokies are so good. You know, Bavarian Smokies on those nice deli buns. You know,
believe me, I haven't found a substitute for hot dogs yet.
Yeah.
Or any of those. They're all gross.
I can eat tofu dogs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You don't mind those?
Yeah, I like them. They're not. They don't hold the fucking candle to Smokies though.
Oh no.
But dude. Yeah, the Okinawa Program, guys. If you want to do something about your diet and go from there, consider doing some research on fasting. Okay. But I mean, you got to do a lot of reading. Yeah, it's going to take effort. Okay, it's going to take effort. But check out that Okinawa Program. Very, very cool. Mess with the normals. Your homework this week, okay? I'm not going to tell you to change your eating habits, okay? Eat shitty food. Go ahead. Load up. All right? But pack it. Okay, all I want you to do, okay, for 1 week until next Monday, okay, think about this, or plan this, okay? Take 7 days and pack a lunch each day. And then check how much, I mean, you want to have a pop, great, have a pop, have whatever junk food you want there. But track how much it costs you to pack a lunch every day, eating shitty foods, okay, that are post-production. You will find that there's a significant savings. And I mean a significant savings per week. And you do that 52 weeks a year, Okay? Inside of 5 years, it's a car.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, it's serious cash, guys. You're like, well, Sean, I don't want to pack. Why don't you tell me brown bag? And I didn't turn on a rant radio here, so I'm going to brown bag my lunch. Dude, you should look at it. Okay? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but food is getting more and more scary every day. Okay, the shit they're putting in food is frightening.
And you don't even know.
And I don't even know. And people go, well, that's just paranoia, Sean. You're just spouting paranoia. Dude, no. Fuck off. Okay? There's something wrong. And if people want to know, well, you can't back that up. No, I feel like something's wrong. I can feel it. Okay, there's something wrong. You know it. I know it. Everybody fucking knows it. All right? So that's something that we gotta think about. We got to be aware of it. All right? Also, in honor of our good guy, Dave there, the daily site check of the day was from Doodle, and this is a website called openflows.org, and this is a very cool website where they've got all kinds of interesting open source knowledge.
Oh, yeah?
Also, to, you know, kind of send a special shout, sort of my underlying theme is that people get fucked by the government over hacker crime,
uh-huh.
But openflows.org is all about knowledge. They have shit on cell phone jamming, all sorts of greedy shit. Navigate the site. A lot of very, very cool stuff here. Okay, and that was Doodle gave me that. Very, very cool. I don't have any upcoming events for you in HR, and I don't have anyone to digitally baptize. But if there's anyone listening who would like to have a new name given to them, that's what the digital baptism is. Digital baptism is when people get online. Sometimes people, you know, they chose a name or they're not happy with their name, but they've had the name for a long time. This is your online name now. And you want to go and you want to have Fast Food Nation. Yeah, that's another book that's fucking scary. you want to change your name. What you do is you email me, which is theman@rantradio.com, theman@rantradio.com, okay? And you tell me what your old name is and you'd like a new name. And then I pick your new name and I digitally baptize you in front of all our listeners and everything. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And that way you can say, how'd you get your name? Well, this guy's from Kenny, fucking man, give me my name, blah, blah, blah. Whatever, it's kind of neat. A lot of people have
pretty
liked
painless.
It. You know, and I've kind of been pretty good at the name of the name. I've named a few people. There's only one guy who didn't keep it, which is Doubt A. Cheese, which he had a better name anyway.
Yeah, Doubt A. Cheese is pretty good.
I didn't
good.
Want him to actually do it. It was a good name. Okay. In closing, once again, shouts out to David Smith. Okay, T, keep it, you know.
Keep it real.
Keep it good, man. Keep your head down. Fuck, you're in a dark place. And thoughts and prayers go out to David Smith. I want to keep more information on that. I want to see what's going on with this guy. And a lot of people will be quick to say, you know, Sean, you were supporting a guy at Skip Radio Guy. He was in fucking jail. Yeah, you're right. You know, yeah, I did that. That was me. I fucked that up. Mm-hmm, right here.
Sean, you just shouldn't give
you
yourself
should never,
anything.
You shouldn't give yourself anything. You should never support
you
anyone.
You could fail.
Just because you got burned once, that's it, man. You could fail, you know. Quit whining, you bunch of fuckers, that you've never done anything wrong. Because, quite frankly, you haven't done much of anything. So, you know, I'd like to give shouts out to Dave, and I'd like to, I hope he's okay, because he seems, I don't know, I got a feeling he's probably an okay guy. IRC, going through the IRC, we got a hell of a lot more people in the IRC tonight than we did when we started, I'll tell you that.
Seemed like a pretty nice guy when I talked to him through email.
Oh, you actually spoken with this guy.
Well, I talked to, like, a lot of the people that
oh,
I put
right,
on
the
radio
the
station. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. So, where are we at here? We got, Smokehouse, Abadoobi, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Oral Sex, Bad Mantra. That's a great name. Bitbreaker 1, Case, Counter-Sync, Croce Robot, Cybertech DLT. Hey, man. Cygnus, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, who sent me a very sexy picture the other day. Enochian, Frozen Fox, God Money, Hybrid Theory, Good Ass 2002, Cavalalia, Leshek, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Hey No Deal, Neuralize, Prophet Doodle, Sarah Goblin, Sir Dark, Scott Skater, Soav, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Vampire This Morning, Wildcard, Pyro Thankful, Lady Wolf. Yeah, I think that's what that is. Yeah, it's just been done really clever. Lady Wolf. Arts Only. Busso Nerd. DZ0. Gorka. Mind Trip. Mr. Grimm. Guelph. The Away Bug. TYS. And did I get everyone? Did I get everyone
yeah,
there?
I think so.
Okay. Very, very cool. If you, once again, being as at the end of the show, you are free to distribute the show any way you see fit. Okay, you can do anything you want. You can record it, burn it, do whatever, give it to people you don't know, monster trucks, whatever. All right? Do whatever you want. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we need programming. We're probably going to need more programming than ever because of the shit that's going on with
in the U.S.
Now, I read something today on the web that was saying that they're not asking people to track their listeners anymore.
Oh, they changed the specs?
Apparently that's on the EFF, on Electronic Frontier Foundation. There's an update.
A step in the right direction.
Where they say we don't have to track our listeners anymore, which is cool, because that means that we could get around that somehow.
Yes. Oh, we can easily get around it then.
Yeah, we can get around
it. They don't have to track
well, that's cool. But nonetheless, though, I mean, there's been a lot of coverage going on, which is cool.
Check that out.
And we gotta watch that shit. So
It's
some scary stuff out there. And we need programming. So if you want to get in touch with me, or you've got some cool links or whatever, you know, that you want to send my way, or you got comments about the show, or you want to tell me I'm a fucking goof or whatever, that's fine. That's the man at rantradio.com.
Yep.
Send it on over, and if I think you're a goof, I won't say anything. But if you're cool, and I'll give you props on the show, and special shouts to all our people in Europe who are listening.
You bet.
Special shouts to the guys playing Gran Turismo. Special shouts out to everyone who in Latvia who might be downloading this. Again, if you're listening to the show across the pond, even if you just kind of hear it, I'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from people across the pond. It kind of makes what we do worthwhile. We don't get paid for this shit.
Send in your thoughts and comments. That's how we get paid.
Even if it's bad English, it's especially good if it's bad English.
We love that.
We love those bad English ones. Those are the best. Rant Radio rocks for us. You fucking men. Fuck you fucking men. So, very, very cool. And what time is it now? 9:46. You know, this was supposed to be an hour-long show.
It always is supposed to be an hour long.
It's supposed to be an hour long show.
We should just have a timer. It just cuts off the stream in an hour.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's it. Fuck you. Shit. No, it's cool. But that way I can, like, bail out if I'm having a bad night or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an hour.
This happened in the world.
Yeah, I'm leaving by. I'll play
nine songs in the halftime music and then sign off.
He cheaped out. He was gone half an hour ago, guys. He's not coming back.
Show 17.
Yeah, it's quite a few.
Show 17.
They just fly by, don't they?
How many what the hells did we do? I'm sure that's in the IRC right now. You did exactly this many. It calculates out to this many hours.
Let me go find out.
How many shows do we do?
Who can win?
Can the intro
tell me? I can kick ass.
You're going to kick
122.
Oh, really? We did 122? What the hell?
Yes.
3 hours of crack?
Yeah. Yeah, 3 hours of crack. There's a lot of footage there.
Wow.
Yeah. Enough to make anyone insane.
Yeah, really.
There's people who listen to your show, this show, and then go back and listen to all the what the hells. Yeah,
really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow, that's devoted. That's like seriously devoted,
like,
shit.
Bring them with them, and they put them on their little handheld MP3 players and crank them down to 8 kilobits per second so they can fit like a year was worth in their MP3s.
You're not serious.
No, I am serious. People have emailed me that.
Wow.
And they just go, you know, people listen to the Off the Hook show, the 2600 show.
Yeah.
And they go back to the beginning and listen
to
Off
the Hook. Well, I've done that. Like,
I did that too.
Yeah.
Is it a big surprise?
Well, off the Hook's actually got content. You know, it's just...
Rather than us fucks talking about, jokes and
Sean Kennedy the fuck stick. You know, I mean, come on. You know, slagging on everybody and dropping the ball and all sorts of shit. You know? Smokehouse. I wish I could hear the old Sean K show.
The old Sean K show?
Yeah, there was a bunch of them in there. There was Cyber Psychosis, which was do we still have that? Is that kicking around? I think
there's some floating around.
I think
somewhere.
I have one burnt on CD.
Yeah, I think there was some.
For
so
shits and giggles, I ought to see if I can crank that out one night. One night after the show, we'll play some of the, like, this is back, and this is before, this is pre what the hell? This is like, wow, this is like really, really cool. Brutal. So anyway, shouts to all you guys. Thanks for showing up. It's really cool. It gives me such a hard-on to get in here and watch all these people just show up from all over the world, all over North America.
Yeah, watch the IRC fill up every week.
Tonight was cool. Tonight was a good show. I liked the show tonight.
Yeah.
It's a good night. Sitting there, talking about hackers and people being all hacked down with the Deltron 3030. That's a shit, man. That's what it's
kicking
about.
Back.
You know, it's cool. Drinking a Dr. Pepper. Let's drink a Dr. Pepper.
Getting back to basics.
Yeah, you know, getting back on track, you know. Anyway, you all be cool. You know what else I gotta do? I gotta get you over to the house so I can jump on the internet. Fucking
do what?
Jump on it.
Jump on the internet.
Jump on my monitor. Honey, what are you doing? I'm jumping on my internet. Okay, sweetie, I'm going back
to bed. Don't break the keyboard.
You know. No, I want to get so I can get Rant Radio at my house so I can cut into the stream.
All right. Anytime you feel like it.
Yeah, anytime
you feel like it. Hey, guys.
Sean, watch it. I wonder how many, you know, they'd be huge. That'd be funny. See how long. I'll talk as long as there's less than 100 people. The minute 100 people show up, they'd be like, fuck, too many people came. God damn it.
It's not cool anymore.
It's not cool anymore. I was there with Sean. There's five guys. I haven't heard from Lieutenant Major Zombie in a while.
Yeah, he's not showing up too much. He comes in and out every third show or something.
Yeah.
He's asleep.
I hope he's okay. You know,
he shows up every six months.
They were giving him huge drugs. Anyone who didn't know anything about it, I'm going to give away some major history on Lieutenant Major Zombie.
He told it on the show.
Did he?
Yeah.
See, he's one of these kids. Lieutenant Major Zombie, like, if you go back to the old shows, I'm sure somebody will post the episode that it is, but he used to phone in all the time.
Every show.
I hacked on this guy. You know, and yeah, he did grow up, but, I mean, now, like, he was one of these kids who was fed, like, lithium, and then he went on to Ritalin.
He was ADD and...
ADD, and they fed him all kinds of drugs. Like, this is one of the drug kids, you know?
And Sean said to him, get off the drugs.
Yeah.
And he got off the drugs.
Did he really?
And he said he was much better after that. He felt better.
Right on.
And
right on. That's what's about. You know, I had somebody phone me. I'm not going to say who it was. Somebody phoned me today and said, you know what, man? I have a business now that's based in graphics.
Yeah.
And I never would have done graphics if it wasn't for Cult.
Yeah.
And because you tell me this shit.
That inspired him.
And because I gave him the go-ahead, now he's got a business. It runs on that shit.
Yeah.
And he phoned me that, and he thanked me. You know, and I'm like, that's pretty humbling shit. You know, like, what do I say to that? Well, yeah, thanks, man. You know,
well, it gives them inspiration, gives them a leaping point, and you show off these graphics that they do, and everyone goes, yeah, that's good, and gives them encouragement.
Yeah, you know, and
to actually put it out there.
It's hard to,
like this,
you know,
DJ Ojai, right? He's doing remixes and stuff.
Yeah, fucking incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And he's just fucking around. Like, give this guy some time. Dude. Okay, Paul Oakenfold much?
Yeah.
Okay, like the
It's all about props, right?
I mean, and the way I see it, you know, it's funny. I was reading that book. I'm reading that book right now. That one, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey, you know?
Yeah.
Big famous leadership book, whatever. He's bang on a couple things. He's fucked on a couple other things, but you know.
Hey, you take in some.
Yeah,
throw away the rest.
It's a buffet. You take what you like, leave what you don't. You know, and you got to look at that. And like he was saying, one of the things he said, which is funny because it's always been a motto of mine, is I always like to think of my funeral. You know, and what would be said at my funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is funny because you don't hear what people are going to say at your funeral.
Well, a lot of people don't think of that until they're like 40 or 50.
You know, what are people going to say?
What have I done with my life?
You know, I've got my fair share of people who think I'm a fuckstick. You know, more than my fair share, you know. But there's that also the thing that people say where, you know, no matter what you do, there's always going to be people who is against you. And the more people that hate
you... We know that.
Like, don't we? You know, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and they crucified him. So, you know.
Well, are you going to beat that?
Yeah, you can't really beat that one, you know. So
I'm trying to be good.
I'm trying to be a good person. And it's totally true. You can't please all the people all the time. But what you got to do is you got to look after yourself. And that was one of the big things about the diet, man. Guys, fucking think about it, okay? Just give it some thought. And when you think about it, it is a little scary, and you're like daunting and shit, and you're like, oh, fuck, man, but it's so hard, dude. Like, you know, if I don't have my Coke every day, that's fine. Have your Coke every day, okay?
Yeah.
It's all about substitution. Don't just drop Coke. You know how I got off pop? Coffee. I don't know if it's better or worse, but fuck, it's not Coke.
It's a change.
It's a fucking
change.
It showed
you could get off.
Yeah, and then once you're on the coffee, then you move down to tea, and then you move from there or whatever. Okay, but it's a gradual process, man. It's a gradual process.
Don't go nuts. You fall off the bandwagon.
Yeah, don't fucking try to slam it. Yeah, I'm going to be hardcore. I'm the king of hardcore.
This is 3.5 years later, and I'm still evolving.
Yeah, you know, and I made a career out of reinventing myself, so there we go.
Yeah.
But,
I turned
so I was like, I'll ring up some things for you, Sean, so you can hear what we say at your funeral. You probably could. That's a really sick part.
You know, I turned vegetarian the day I put Rant Radio on the air, pretty much.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, that's a very easy way to track.
So we can, like, slowly map your slow degradation.
Yes.
Sim the Lich. Slowly becoming this undead creature. All right, guys. Well, it's 9:54. I've been bullshitting for too long. Thanks for showing up tonight. You guys be cool, and make sure that security's not a joke anymore, okay? So make sure you guys keep it tight. And we'll talk to you next week.
You betcha. And come join us next week.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to people with the things to give, a family to see you and all the rest. Come join us.